Bitch, is that better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better?
Hey, bitches. Welcome back to another episode of Bitches Better. It's solo week, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. I am not feeling it this week. The shows were not super exciting to me, and I'm also not feeling great. So I was like kind of dragging through them, but I'm here. And this is probably going to be a short little episode today. And I know I've said that many times before, just for it to end up not being short at all. But I mean it this time. I mean it. But oh my God, do y'all know what I have been watching lately that I'm really enjoying? The Resident. Now, I have never heard of this show, and I don't know how, but I love it. So I guess they just put it on Netflix and my mom was like, oh, you're going to like this. And I was like, I don't know, because I used to love Grey's Anatomy, but then I fell off because it just got too crazy. You know, shows have a tendency to do that when they go on for too long. And the show is on like season 100. And I've had moments where I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll jump back into it. But then I'm like, no, because I don't know any of these people anymore. And I don't believe in skipping around. I feel like you have to see it through from the start for everything to make sense, you know? But anyway, of course, my mom was right. She always is. I loved the show. So I went and got my hair done the other day. And guess what my loctician already had on before I sat down? The Resident. So I'm on a serious Resident kick, and I'm not interested in really watching anything else. I haven't even gotten around to watching Vanderpump Villa yet, which I heard is good. I've heard like really good things about it, but I just cannot pull myself away from The Resident. So I don't know. Maybe I'll try it this weekend. Another reminder, I'm still planning on doing the Q&A listener submitted bad and raggedy bitch episode for next week, since I'll be out of town for work. And, you know, I still want to put out an episode. So make sure you send yours in. I'll be putting the little box up today on my Instagram for submissions. But you can also DM them to me or email them at beisbetter1@gmail.com. Okay. Bad bitch, raggedy bitch. So my bad bitch is going to go to Miss Taria Faison of the What Else Is Going On podcast. You know, I love her. She is a wonderful person and a wonderful friend, and I just love her more than I can even explain. And today, April 4th, is her birthday. So go wish her a happy birthday. I want her to feel very special. Okay. Now, raggedy bitch. Simon Guabadia, so we meet again. And I feel like we will week after week for the foreseeable future. Although it's kind of boring to give it to the same person over and over again, so I don't know. But anyway, let me tell y'all what he's done now. He says Real Housewives of Atlanta cannot film at his house, which I guess makes sense. I don't know why Portia would be filming there anyway, because surely she's no longer staying there, even wanting to, you know? She just had to show up with a security guard last week to get her things because Simon changed the locks and the codes. So I'm not sure that she was even planning on filming there because, you know, she hates Simon now and she also has her own house. But like, go off, Simon. So he also said that Portia needs to give him all the texts and all the information that she gave to the Real Housewives of Atlanta producers about him, their divorce, their prenup, and basically like her entire storyline, which is insane. Why do you want that? What do you need with that information? Also, no, this is why I can't with these rich men. They just want to control everything all the time. Simon, you can't do this. Back the fuck back. He's literally trying to block her from speaking about him at all on the show. And that's where I draw the line, okay? This is her life. She should be able to talk about it if she so pleases. And like, you can be as aggravating as you want online. Do whatever sort of foolishness that you feel like you need to do on Instagram. But when you start messing with my reality TV, now it's personal. Now you're my arch nemesis. So, and that's not a position you want to be in, Simon. Okay. Speaking of which, Fallon, Simon's ex-wife, put out a video the other day talking about, I know y'all have been waiting to hear from me and I'm going to spill some tea. Girl, don't nobody want to hear from you? The window for us caring about what you had to say about Simon closed a long time ago, okay? The person we want to hear from is Portia, not you. I'm positive you don't have anything interesting to say at this point. So yeah, Little Miss Thing, you know, she's looking for attention and I know I won't be giving it to her. I don't want to hear anything from her. I want to hear less from Simon and I want to hear more from Portia about what's really going on since he's trying to make it impossible for her to share it on the show. Just like air it out right now. Another raggedy bitch, actually. I think I have two more. Another raggedy bitch is Ariana's brother, Jeremy. I guess he wanted to get in on some of the action talking a shit about Ariana too. So he did just that. He ran to some magazine talking about how he hasn't heard from her in months because, and it has nothing to do with Scandoval. It's because she's been making microaggressive gestures towards his fiance, which like, sure, Jan. But then he's seen like a hugging Sandoval and like hanging out with him and shit. Jeremy, you are a loser and you can fuck off. Okay. I'm surprised he was even able to get a fiance with his lazy moochin looking like he needs a shower ass. Like nobody wants to hear from you. I promise. And you can continue to miss your sister because running to the press is not the way to fix things with her. I can guarantee it. I don't know how all of these people haven't gotten tired of coming for Ariana for no reason at all, but I'm tired of hearing about it. They're clearly trying to get a rise or a reaction out of her, but it's not going to happen. You know, so move around. Y'all keep talking shit and she just keeps winning. Like, have y'all really not caught on to the moral of the story yet? Okay, well, let's just hope you get there eventually. And that brings me to my next raggedy bitch. And this one is a frequent flyer like Simon. It's Lauren from Utah. Shocker. So I just heard a clip of Lauren on her podcast talking about how Ariana sat her down to have a talk with her after her dad died because she was acting out, as we all remember. And Ariana was like, listen, this is how the group treated me after my dad died and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So Lauren goes on to say that, well, there are nuances, which is like such an overused word at this point. And also people be using it wrong. But anyway, that's another conversation. So she was like, yeah, there are nuances, but maybe she wasn't as close with her dad as I was. Are you serious? This is low even for Lauren. It's disgusting. So disrespectful. You know, she would be losing her mind if anyone brought her dad up in any capacity, much less assuming what their relationship was like. Girl, fuck you. Go to hell. Keep Ariana's name out of your mouth. In that order. That's all I have to say about that. More news. The entire cast of Roni is returning, which is shocking to me. Mainly because of Jenna. Like, she seemed not into it at all. And she was talking shit about the show, like, not too long ago. So this is very weird to me. Oh, and she said she, yeah, you know, she's in a relationship or whatever, but she's not going to be showing her girlfriend. So what are we doing here? What's the point? I'd much rather listen to Sai complain about how hungry she is than watch Jenna just sit around and not engage. And that's really saying something, but whatever. Go on. Go on, girl. All right. That's it for the news. So I know I said I wasn't going to talk about Summer House, but guess what? I am really enjoying this season. And I told myself when I started the podcast back up again that I was going to do whatever I wanted to do, no matter how it was received. So if people want to talk shit to me or about me because of my opinions, then so be it. Like, just know you're going to be ignored, okay? Because I won't be engaging, period. Now, Paige and Amanda are on Lindsay's side all of a sudden, which was shocking. They said that they feel bad for her after Lindsay told them about how her and Carl basically never have sex. By the way, did you notice during that conversation that Amanda was like, well, don't compare your sex life to mine and Kyle's because we're married. But like year two, we were having sex every day. Okay, so what about after that? What about when you were engaged like Lindsay and Carl are? I won't even ask about right now because I'm sure you're not having sex at all. But let's not focus on you. Let's focus on Carl and Lindsay, right? Girl, go to hell. I gotta say, I was enjoying Amanda when she was first giving Kyle an attitude, seemingly out of nowhere in the beginning, but I really don't want to hear anything from her or Kyle about anyone's relationships. I find it to be very annoying. Y'all are in no position to be doing that, so stop it. Now, Paige says that Carl must be doing something. Is there just must be something else going on? And that Lindsay gets all the blame and it's just poor Carl because Lindsay's the loud one, which is exactly what I said a couple of weeks ago. Very interesting. So I'm just curious if people are turning on Paige and Amanda now because of this new development. I haven't seen it, but it's totally possible that I missed it. Now, I need to say something I never thought I'd say. But for the first time ever, I found Paige and Craig to be very cute. Just like downright adorable. I don't know. They did something to me this episode and I feel really, really weird about it. That's all I can say about that for now. Like, that's enough. I don't want to overdo it. Now, Kyle and Amanda, I'm honestly so shocked that more people aren't talking about this dysfunctional marriage. And by people, I mean the people in the house. Like, are they just so used to Kyle and Amanda fighting that they're like, eh, let's pay attention to the shiny new thing that's Carl and Lindsay instead. Like, that's got to be it, right? Because seriously, Kyle and Amanda are a mess. And that's why I really need for both of them to stop talking about Lindsay and Carl and like giving them advice. You're literally in the exact same boat, just further along. So shut up. You are not qualified to be giving any relationship advice ever. Because why the fuck... Why did Amanda get so mad at Kyle for calling Jesse out at the dinner table for hitting on Paige? Was it messy? Yes, absolutely. But out of all the dumb and annoying shit that Kyle does, like, this was pretty tame, you know? So for her to be crying about it and threatening to kill him in his sleep was just, it was very dramatic. She hates him so much. I'm sorry to keep saying it, but it's a fact. They just need to go ahead and call it. Now, oh my God, something random that I've been meaning to bring up. I mean no shade at all when I say this, for real. But have y'all noticed that Sierra's accent like goes in and out? And sometimes it gets like very thick, but it's also hard to place her accent. Like I know she's from Georgia, but the accent is not. It's just all very confusing. And I wonder if anyone else is confused too. Let me know. Now, Kyle said that Lindsay... Okay, so this was on the after show, I need to say. I've been watching the after shows and I'm really enjoying them. So Kyle said that Lindsay talked about her and Carl's sex life in a very demeaning way. And I'm just trying to understand how her saying that they barely have sex is demeaning. Like, it's a fact. Carl said that they had sex twice over the course of that summer, and one of those times was at the summer house. So again, it's a fact. And like I said before, they're just not into each other. So this no sex news is not shocking to me at all. Lindsay is turned off by Carl because he's not working and he has zero ambition. She literally said it when they were at that sober bar, remember? She was like, yeah, ambition would have me being like, oh my God, like, let's go to the bathroom right now. And Carl was like, oh, wait, do you want to? And she was like, no, that is what I'm trying to tell you. When are you going to get off your ass and go to work? She didn't say that last part. I added that, but yeah. And then Carl is turned off by Lindsay and all of her drinking, you know, and her drunken outbursts and attacks. But for some reason, he won't say that, which I don't really understand. Like, he very clearly doesn't want her to drink at all. So I'm not sure why he won't just tell her that. Maybe he's scared. I don't know. But Kyle says that Lindsay saying that she was blindsided by Carl calling off the engagement is crazy and she's just not living in reality. Here's my thing. The way that Lindsay talks about them fighting and the way that they fight as if it's normal tells me everything I need to know. There are some couples that have these knockdown, drag out fights and they're like, yeah, you know, we're just passionate. Couples fight. It's normal. It's not normal. It's not healthy, but it's their normal, right? So I do believe her when she says that she was blindsided because she felt like this is the norm for them and this is what their life is like and that they just carry on like this forever. So why would things end just because they're fighting? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Kyle, again, him having such strong opinions about all of this really irritates me. Like, really. Now, let's talk about Martha's house. Oh my God. Summer and Alex. Alex is making this bigger than it is, but Summer is also making it bigger than it is. Does that make sense? Alex is out here acting like Summer is a stage five clinger that wants to marry him just because she called him out for not inviting her somewhere and she took a picture of him. One, it is weird that she wasn't invited and everyone else was. So yeah, I'm sure it made her feel, you know, a certain type of way. Two, it wasn't weird for her to snap a photo of him and send it to their mutual friend and be like, oh, look who I'm with. Like, sorry, it's just not. Like, now she posted it to like Instagram or something, then yes, that would be different. Like, fucking relax though. Stop acting like everyone's obsessed with you. I understand your cousin is John Legend, but it's not you. Also, a cousin, who cares? Okay? Like, does John even fuck with you like that? Is he your first cousin? Like, what are we talking about here? Either way, you're not the celebrity EGOT or anything even close to it. So hush. It's, you know what it's giving? It's giving Marcus Jordan. Like, someone could use him for clout. Like, girl, bye. Now, Summer, I think, is taking it too far. She clearly feels like disrespected and pushed to the side, which is fair. But just continue to ignore him. You know what I mean? That's what I would do. They'd be calling me the ice princess in that bitch. Like, no, we don't need to have a conversation. You made your stance clear, Alex. So I'm just going to fall all the way back. Consider us perfect strangers. Does that work better for you? Because what I don't want her to keep doing is giving him ammo. While the ammo is weak, it's still ammo. So like, just forget him. You said the sex wasn't that good, which, by the way, I said it wasn't last week with Kaya and Aaron. I knew it couldn't be. So what's the problem? Is it like your ego? Just let it go. Let go and let God, honey. That repeat conversation with Alex, Nick, and Amir was gross. Like, are y'all high school boys or what? Like, that's all I have to say about that. You know, my little crush on Nick that I developed like this season, because I forgot how gross he was last season, it left just as quickly as it appeared. He reminded me right away why I was like, ew. And he's like, he's a handsy Nick. He's got his hands all over the girls. Like, keep your hands to yourself. And ew, just keep your hands to yourself. Also, Alex, this singing has to stop. Let me tell you something. Unless you sound like John Legend himself, I do not want to hear you singing. You do not sound as good as you think you do. I don't care. And this isn't just because I don't, and this isn't like because I don't like him. Okay. I'm happy to give credit where it's due, but it's not due here. I don't want to see you writing your little songs and then singing them to yourself or to the house. And the same goes for Jesse Solomon. And the same went for Luke when he was around. Stop all that damn singing. Ugh. Decade night was stupid. The night isn't stupid, but some of the people in the house are. Sorry to say it. Now, listen, I know who Arthur Ashe is, but that doesn't equal the 70s. This is decades night, not Halloween, not character night. You hear that, Amir? Why was Amir dressed as Nick? Shanice isn't dressed as anything, a decade, a person, nothing. She looks like she's just going to go do Pilates or something. Follow the rules, people. So annoying. So annoying. Oh, okay. And now let's talk about Shanice in Summer. To be fair, I'd say Shanice is the worst dressed as well, but that's mostly because she just never really has any clothes on. So I'm honestly unsure of how she dresses anyway. Like, she's just always in a bikini, which, you know what? She's on vacation, so I don't really have an issue with that. But I just haven't seen her clothes. I haven't seen them. But I feel bad that she was upset about it, though. And apparently, you know, she lost her job and she doesn't have any money to buy new clothes and she's insecure about that. And Summer is her friend, and she knows all of this, which makes it even more weird for her to just be shouting out that Shanice is the worst dressed when it wasn't even her question to answer. So it's definitely shady, you know, for your friend to do to you. Poor Shanice. She's just a drunk, twerking, titty-showing mess, but I like her. I don't know about Summer being jealous of Shanice, though, but like, okay, girl, I'll let you have that one. I'll let you have it. And now Amir's girlfriend. We talked about Amir's girlfriend being a problem last week, and this week she's showing us exactly why. She is insecure, and like I said, don't go dating a man that looks like Amir if you can't handle it. The man is texting this girl nonsense because he's trying to show that he's not interested in these girls twerking in front of him, because he knows that when she sees it, if he's having even a drop of fun, it's off with his dick. Okay. So he's like, what should I eat next? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I think you sent this to the wrong bitch because it makes no sense. And I was just like, oh, girl, please. My husband texts me random things all the time. It's nothing a few question marks won't clear up, okay? Give him a minute to answer before you start going off on his ass and accusing him of cheating. Oh, my God. Ugh. But then Amir goes and throws Nick under the bus to try and make himself look like a good boy. And it was very strange. Like, look at me. I'm in the room by myself, but Nick is down there with ass all over him. Like, mind your business, Amir. And anyways, I really don't think this is going to help your cause. Like, it's just not. Oh, God. What else? Oh, Summer and Noelle. So Noelle says she didn't know Alex and Summer actually fucked because Summer said, oh, we used to hang out or whatever. And listen, I like Noelle a lot, but I call a little bullshit there. Like, we're all adults. Did you think that they were doing paint by numbers together? Like, come on. You know what that means. But on the other hand, I'm not sure what Summer is getting an attitude about. Like, you said Noelle is your friend. So if she's asking about the guy, I feel like naturally you'd be like, okay, like, this is what happened. Not all the details, but if you fucked, you'd say, yeah, we fucked, you know, just so you know. So she says the reason she didn't tell Noelle is because she don't know her like that. But in the next breath, she's like, oh, you want to pursue the man that I hung out with. Well, girl, if you don't know Noelle like that and you're not checking for Alex like that, then what's the problem? Make it make sense. Quickly, please. That's all I have to say about Martha's house. Okay. Vanderpump Rules. I don't really have anything new to say about this. And I doubt that y'all want to hear me say the same thing week after week. But this episode pissed me off. The men, Lauren, Sheena, they're all still dumbass pieces of shit. So yeah, I love that Ariana has stolen Tom's assistant, Anne. Like, honestly, she didn't steal her. Anne was very much in a place of, like, Meredith Grey, pick me, choose me, love me, when Ariana asked her if she knew anyone that would be interested, like, in being an assistant, anyone who was looking for work. So that's on Tom, because she's clearly very unhappy working for him, as anyone would be. Also, Lauren's reaction to Ariana when she was screaming at Sandoval, girl, please stop acting so scandalized. You've done your fair share of screaming and threatening to pop people. So come off it. Brock and his big dumb ass, you don't get to tell Ariana to control her emotions. when you hit your ex, okay? It doesn't seem like you have much control over your emotions, so you could shut the hell up. And that's all I have to say about that. Actually, that's all I have to say, period. That's it for this week. Make sure y'all are following me on Instagram at Bitches Better Podcast and on Twitter at Bitches Better _. I will talk to y'all soon. Love you. Bye.